All right, so you want to be a Christian? Christian, huh? Be part of the way. The way, that's what they used to call it. That's how it started. But Christianity is taking the name of Jesus, the Messiah. The Messiah, did you know the Messiah is Christ? Is what it comes down to, is what it means, the Christ. So you want to be saved, you want to be born again maybe, you want to be a Christian. How can that happen? How can that happen? You woke up today and there's a lot of things I can do in this world. I can be a ball player, or someone who watches TV all day, or someone that knows how to knit, or someone that builds cars and rebuilds motors, and there's a million things you can do. But maybe you woke up today and said, I want to be a Christian. What got you to that point? Where did you get that from? Well, let me tell you this. You cannot become a Christian unless God draws you to Him first. So, when you woke up this morning, what made you think you wanted to become a Christian? Huh? Yeah, I'm talking to you. What became of you that you said, I'm going to become a Christian today? Did you watch something on TV? And why are you watching TV anyway? That crap, that garbage, those false teachers and preachers. Throw your freaking TV out today. First off, if you say you want to become a Christian. So maybe that happened. Which I doubt, because they preach a different message. They don't preach the gospel. What they preach is something totally different. The Bible teaches that over and over about false teachers and preachers. So what got in your butt today to say, I want to be a Christian? What was it? Did you maybe go to a church? Maybe go to a church somehow? Which is probably not too possible, because churches are closing left and right. Left and right. People are losing and leaving the faith of God, just as the Bible says they would. So, what made you wake up this morning and say, oh, I want to become born again. I want to become a Christian. I want to be saved. What did it? What did it? I'll tell you what, if it wasn't the Holy Spirit inside you, invading your mind and your heart and your soul and your being, you might be on the wrong path. You might be on the wrong path, like a Billy Graham type path, where people would go into a coliseum. They go into a coliseum, and he would go up there in front and say, oh, you could be saved right now. In a way, that's true. But in many ways, it's not. And many people are false converts, false Christians. They call themselves Christians. It's like a Roman Catholic calling themselves a Christian. They're not Christians. They're part of the cult, the satanic cult from hell. But yet they call themselves Christians, and they're not. So, this is something you want to make sure you're very, very in tune of what is right and what is wrong. So, when you woke up, what did it to you? What did it? Did you fall on your knees the day before, the night before? Did you fall on your knees before God, realizing your condition before Him? That's the first start. You gotta do that first. Do you realize you're a sinner going to hell? Yeah, you're going to hell. Did you realize that if you're not of God, you're of this earth? And if you're of this earth, you're of Satan's total world, his obedience. Is your everything being part of that? Yeah, you were born that way. You were born that way from Adam and Eve. Yeah, yeah, you were. You got original sin in you. But then you got your own sins. What have you done in your life that was perfect, that was holy, like Jesus? Up until now, how old are you? I don't know, maybe you're 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100. What kind of sins have you done in your life? And you're going to tell me you didn't do any? You're out of your mind. You're a liar. And you got just as much deceit in you as Satan does. What did you do? What did you do? What did you do? You know you did some dirty, nasty, filthy things in your life. And so maybe God is prodding now. He's prodding you. He's drawing you to him. That's the only way to get to salvation first, is if God is drawing you to him and you're seeing, wow, maybe what I'm doing is wrong. I'm doing things that I should not be doing. And maybe you never even read the Bible before. That's okay. You don't need to read the Bible. The Bible says you don't have to have it in your own conscience to know what's right and wrong. Yeah. But we're going to go into the Bible eventually, right? And that's what you should be doing. So let me tell you a few things before you even think about, well, I'm going to be a Christian. There's many people that they go to a church and the guy on the stand, he talks all kinds of good things and Come on up and give yourself to Jesus. Give yourself to Jesus. Accept Jesus into your heart. Well, guess what? You ain't accepted nothing unless God accepted you first. You hear me? God has to accept you first. Period. You have to be accepted by God. And God has to draw you to him. And you're going to know and you're going to feel it in your heart. Because he's going to penetrate your heart. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel the presence of God in your life. And so most people are either going to, most people are, they're going to deny it. They're going to deny it like a homosexual. I'd rather do this. I don't want nothing to do with you, God. This is, I'm stuck in Satan's lust. Or maybe it's someone that has a lot of money. And God's trying to draw them near to them. He's trying to draw them, and they say, nah, I like my things, God. I like my things. I'll take that over you. And there's a million ways and reasons why people reject God. They reject God. And that's okay. God says you have free will. You can do whatever you want. I don't force you to love me. I don't force you to love my son who died on the cross for you. You make that choice. You make that choice. So, getting back. With you, you individually. And trust me, it's you as an individual on this earth versus anybody. It's not your friends. It's not your family. It's not your coworkers. It's not groups. It's not foundations. It's not anything but you. You alone when it comes to God and your relationship with him. And so, what matters to you and what happened to you that you woke up this morning and maybe said, oh, I think I'll be a Christian today. You gotta find that out in your spirit, in your mind, in your soul, in your heart. Where did that come from? From yourself? Did you get all ooey gooey and maybe you heard somebody preaching on the corner or something? That kind of struck you a little bit. Which street preachers are far and few, so maybe that didn't happen. But somewhere along the line, something maybe triggered you. I can't tell you what that is. Only you know what that is. Something triggered you. Well, I can tell you what it is. It's the Holy Spirit. But outwardly, what happened? What made you start thinking about God? What made you start thinking then? What started making you think that you have to direct your ways towards God, not this world that is full of garbage and pain and deceit and sin? Satan's world, which you're a part of now. He's your daddy. If you're not saved, he's your daddy. So what made you go to thinking the way you are now? Well, my friend, first off, I want you to do something. I want you to get a Bible if you don't have one, and I want you to start reading it, because that's very important. How can God talk to you other than His Holy Spirit? But through His Word, you need to grab a Bible. And most would say, well, you got to go to the New Testament, find out about Jesus and getting saved. And I'm telling you the opposite. I'm telling you, I want you to go from Genesis and read the next four or five books after that, because that's going to explain everything, why Jesus even showed up, what he's all about, what his blood is all about, why he died on the cross. How can you understand that unless you know where he came from? So I want you to do that. You can go through those books, first five books, in no time. If you're not watching TV, if you're not watching the ball game like you're not supposed to, if you're not drinking and partying and getting high and putting all your time into things that you shouldn't be putting them into, spend 3 hours a day reading God's Word and start in the Old Testament. Start understanding God and God's people. How could you be part of God's people if you don't understand what that is? If you don't understand Abraham, and that you're going to, if you want to be a Christian, that you're going to be a spiritual seed of him. You have to find that out first, what that's all about, and his faith and his beliefs. Don't make a mockery of God, whatever you do, and say, okay, I'm gonna be saved today, I'm gonna be a Christian today, and not know what God is and Jesus is and where he came from and what it's all about. Jesus was in the Garden of Eden. He went throughout the entire Old Testament, getting to the place where he was born by a Virgin Mary, and his father's God, but his worldly father, Joseph. So I'm going to have to start preaching now. So you understand more, maybe. But I'm just telling you, to be saved, to be sure you're saved, read God's Word first. And don't believe any man. Whatever you do, don't believe any man. I hear these quick-minute things on this, that faggot, what's his name, Julie Osteen. Yeah, the worst false prophet of them all. Puts a little message after the end of his philosophical psychiatry positive messages type shit. And at the end he says, well, you can be born again right now and right here. And if you just did this, if you just repeated these few words, you're going to be saved today. That is bull crap. That's not how it works. That is not how it works. Especially by him or probably a her. Yeah. It's not how it works. It's not going forward because you get all emotional one day and the pastor said, come on forward and get saved today. It doesn't work that way. That's not anything to do with the Bible. It doesn't work that way. The way that works is that God touches your heart, touches your soul, touches your mind, your spirit first. And so if you're on your journey now of being saved and being born again, first off, you need to know the Bible, and you need to even know why you're being saved by the man God called Jesus. Why would you want to be saved by him? Why would you want to be born again by him? And how can you be? How can you be? Because somebody said you could say a few words. Nah, it don't work that way. Sorry, don't work that way. You gotta drop down your knees. God's gotta be pressing your heart. What a sinner you are. Do you feel like a sinner today? Like you're a total piece of crap? Garbage in front of God? The holy of holiest? God? Pureness? Light? No sin? Do you look upon God and say, wow, God, if I compare myself to you, I'm in big trouble. I'm in big trouble. And then you'll see that, well, the Bible describes that, well, you're in that condition now. Well, you're going to hell. You're going to hell. You're going to hell. Is that what you want to do? Go to hell? Or is God touching your heart today? Is he touching your heart today and say, well, okay, I got a way out. I got a way out. I got a way out. And that's my son. My son being a total sacrifice and dying on the cross. And do you have full comprehension of that? Or are you just saying words? Words that maybe you learned from your parents or somebody else that said they were a Christian. You got to know yourself. And so you need to get into God's Word. Get into God's Word. If you don't have a Bible, make that number one, numero uno thing that you do today. Grab a Bible and start reading it and start understanding it. And ask God to keep showing you the truth. And ask God to show you how dirty and deceitful and rotten you are in front of him. And that you're on the way to hell now. You're on the way to hell. Yeah, yeah, before you're saved, you're on the way to hell. Oh my God, it's a place so wicked. And it's forever. It's forever. That's not the reason you should be saved. It's because you should have a love for what Jesus did for you on the cross. But I'm just telling you what you will have as a repercussion if you don't believe that. You're going to hell. So today, start your journey. Start your journey. Pray. Pray to God. Not 1 minute, not 5 minutes. I mean, you should be on your knees for an hour or two each day. On your knees. On your knees. Drop to your knees and say, God, I am a sinner. I am a sinner. Save me. Save me, God. Save me. And get to the point where you can say, I believe, God, that Jesus is God. I believe, God, he is your son. I believe he died on the cross. And I believe through his shed blood, I am covered in that blood. Oh, that might be a mystery to you now, right? That's why I said you got to read the Bible. Read the Old Testament. Understand why Moses had to throw the bull's blood on all the people in the camp. Why did he do that? To cover their sin. We have the Old Covenant. We have the New Covenant. The Old Covenant was blood, the New Covenant's blood. But one is final, and one was something that could never be fulfilled. Be fulfilled, it was only something that had to do with the finality of what Jesus was. Lord and Savior, the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God that sacrificed himself for you, for you. Do you know he died for you? If it came down to it, he died just for you. If you would only believe in him and what he did. Yeah. So, whatever it takes, whatever you have to do, and that could be within a million things because everybody has a different personality. They think different. They act different. They are different. They had different ways that they grew up. They're in different positions in life now. Whatever you have to do, I am telling you, whatever you have to do, do not stop if you're listening to this, because God is drawing you to Him. And if God is drawing you to Him, you're in a really good place. And don't stop being in that place. God says today is the day of salvation. So, it's up to you. Quite possibly you could be saved right now in this very second, depending on where you are in your growth as far as God dealing with you. Or it may take a little time. It may take a little time. God might have to work on your heart some more. Tell you what you're doing is wrong. More and more make you feel more and more like the sinner you are, like a total piece of crap. That's what you are. You're an abomination to God if you're not saved. You're Satan. You're Satan to God. Satan to God if you're not a born-again Christian and not saved and not covered in the blood of Jesus. So you got to get to the point to where that is gone. And so here's all I can say. Pray to God. Pray over and over and over each day. Take things out of your life that take up your time or that would cause you not to pray like that. Get it out. Get it out where you can't pray. And definitely take things out of your life where you can't read His Word. Read His Word. You gotta read His Word. That's how God talks to you. He talks to you through the Holy Spirit, but you don't have that yet. You're not saved. Praise God when you have that. Oh my God, you're gonna be a king and a queen. You're going to be sealed in redemption forever and ever and ever. Praise God. Praise God that He gave that free gift. It's a free gift. Did you know that? It's free. It's free. It's free. It doesn't cost you a thing. Everything costs money nowadays. Look at inflation. You can't even afford to live. But you can afford to be saved. You can become born again. You can have forever with God, and it's free. It doesn't cost a dime, but you gotta have a full understanding of what you're doing. So, I pray now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, God with all my heart, I pray You touch the individual that's listening to this now. God, strengthen them. Give them the heart, God, of You. Show them truth. Show them light. Take them off the path of the devil, God, of evil. Show them, God, the path to salvation. True salvation, God, that only You provide as You draw those You want to be saved to You. Can't just say, oh, I want to be born again, and that happens. Then you have somebody that's a hypocrite. And then you have somebody that stands before you and says, well, I did all these wonderful things for You, God. I prophesied, and I did all these wonderful things. And You say, depart from Me. I never knew You. I never knew You. And go to hell. We don't want to be one of those, God. And I pray the person that listens to this now is not one of those that is misled and misdirected, but God, that You totally fill their heart with truth, and You draw them nearer and nearer and nearer, and save them, God, in the precious blood of Jesus. Save them, show them the truth, show them the way. God bless you. Amen. I just wanted to add something to what I said after listening to it. I kind of made it sound like you have to go through this process of of going through some motions of going through the Old Testament and having to know the Bible before you can get saved. And that's not what I was trying to say. What I'm trying to say, the most important decision you'll ever make in your lifetime, the most important, more than buying a house or buying a car or what job you're going to do for the rest of your life, anything, the biggest decision you're going to make is the decision to be God's child and to be saved and to be born again. And my point is, you got to be sure when you say that I am a Christian, that you are a Christian. I've seen it way too many times in my lifetime. Someone says, yeah, I'm a Christian. And then you start asking them questions and it falls apart real fast of what they said they are. Because it's not true. It's not true. Like I said, it's like a Roman Catholic saying, I'm a Christian. Well, you better get yourself into the Bible to see whatever you're learning and being taught by Satan's church is not the gospel. And so I'm just trying to tell you, you got to be very, very careful, especially now in these last days, where you put your faith and how you put your faith into it. And it's actually quite simple. I made it sound like a process. I actually wrote, if you read my first page, my home page that I wrote in, 2020? I wrote down that, and the hell page, I wrote all thousands of words. I think it was over 100,000 words in the hell page. Trying to explain what salvation is. And the reality is, here's the reality. You want to know the reality? It's very simple to get saved and to be born again. But you just got to make sure you're not doing it with your head, but you're doing it with your heart. That's the whole point of what I'm trying to say. It's not just words. It's not going forward at the church and saying words. Because you could feel one way and be all emotional one day and a week later forget what you even did. And I mean, there's many parables that Jesus talked about of false converts. And you don't want to be that. And I can't tell you where your heart is now. I can't tell you where you're at in life and how God is touching you. Maybe somebody you love died, and you saw with your own eyes them taking their last breath. It's a horrible thing. I haven't seen that myself. It's a horrible thing. But on the other hand, it's a blessing. I've seen people that took their last breath, and I knew they were saved and going to heaven. And I rejoiced that they were getting out of their pain, and they were going home to be with the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. I can't wait to die. I cannot wait to die. Maybe I should have took that COVID shot. Two or three or ten of them. So I would have gone home earlier. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to follow God instead. And do what he told me to do. That's ultimately why I started this website, because I got sick of that flu. It was an enhanced flu, is all COVID is. It's an enhanced flu. Don't put any needles in your arm from now to the day you die. Please, don't believe the lie. They're putting it now, and even the flu shots now, that mRNA garbage that twists and turns and totally obliterates your DNA, turns you into Satan's child. Don't take any vaccine. Same with your kids. How could you have a child? You had a child because you wanted to love them, didn't you? You don't want them to have autism. You don't want them to get sick and be on TV and selling blankies.
Hi, this is Alex. I want to sell you a blankie.
I can't believe the stuff that's on TV. They destroy children with the vaccines. Their arms are... They have no arms, or they have no legs, or their whole body's obliterated by the vaccines, but yet they're going to make even more money off of that through their Masonic ways by saying that, oh, we're going to help them, we're going to help them, and then take all that money from the people. It's sick. It's disgusting. But I'm going off track. I'm going off track. I'm trying to talk about what I was saying before. Yeah, I made a big, long thing. Maybe read my first page. Read my first page. I explain how I just, you know, wrote everything there, but it's very simple how to get saved. And it all depends on your heart. I can't judge your heart, and I can't tell you where your heart is now. And nobody can tell any man's heart before they're saved or after they're saved. Many people say, well, look, he says he's saved, and now he's drinking again. Or, look, he's that's the third girl I've seen come out of his apartment in the last 2 weeks. And he says he's just born again Christian. Yeah, you're going to mess up. You're going to mess up. You're not perfect after you're saved. Don't ever think that. Don't ever think that you're some kind of robot or AI that's overcome you, that you're totally different. And you're a computer or a robot. You're not after you're saved. You're the same person, but you got the Holy Spirit inside of you. The Holy Spirit inside of you is going to guide you and teach you and be right there like your shadow. Your shadow. Because Christianity is a growing process. You start out as a baby. When you're first saved, you're a baby. You're born again, you're a baby. And you mature in the Lord as you get older and you grow. And you get into the Word. The biggest thing that people don't do is they don't read the Bible themselves. Instead, they go to these buildings and depend on some guy that most times is full of crap to teach them what they think is truth, and it's not most times. So you got to dig into the Bible. Yeah. So, yeah, read my main homepage and then go to my help page. By the end of those two things, that I spent, I don't know, over a year, year and a half, probably writing those things. And I don't even know how to type, and I don't even know how to... there's so many things I didn't know how to do, but I just prayed to God. I said, God, show me how to do it, and I'll do it. And then I wrote things that I didn't even know what in the world I was writing. It was totally coming out of God. That's what the Holy Spirit is. Holy Spirit is. I don't know what I was. Well, I know what it was. I was filled with the Holy Spirit when I wrote the stuff. So, I did the long versions. Read my front page, read my help page. That's the long versions. The short version is all you have to do is believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died on the cross. Shed his blood for you. Shed his blood for you. And it's a hard thing. That's all I can say. It's a hard thing. It's a forever thing. And I'm just trying to say, make sure, make 100% sure. If you're going to make that commitment with God, as he has made a commitment with you, because obviously if you're listening to this, something is telling you inside, I need God big time. Well, you're going to be a changed person. Things are going to be totally different in your life. And that's the thing. I think most people get scared. Oh, I like my sin. I like being where I'm at right now. And I can't change. I can't change myself. I can't change. You can't. You can't change yourself. You can never change yourself. You'll never be able to do it yourself. That's where the Holy Spirit comes in. That's what salvation is. That's what being born again is. The Holy Spirit is now going to guide you. Guide you. Not totally take control of you, but he's going to guide you. Guide you. Show you. Make you feel different feelings. make you feel different thoughts. And you're going to want to accept them because you know it's God speaking to you and speaking to your heart. You're going to realize, God, you gave me so much. You laid it all on the line for me, and I want to give back to you what you gave to me. Praise God for what you did and what you did with your son and having him die for me. You love me that much. So, anyway, yeah, I added on a little bit. Sorry, but I just wanted to make clear a few things. So, God bless you. God bless you. I pray today. I pray right now that you get saved. You get saved. I really, really, really do. And I hope you have the understanding of what that even is. That was the point of what I was saying before. Make sure you know what that even means. What that even means. All right. I love you. I love you, whoever you are. Or I wouldn't be sitting here right now. I wouldn't be sitting here right now if I didn't love you. And however I love you, God loves you 10 million, 1,000, billion times more than that. Yeah. Yeah, he does. He put his son on the cross. He had him spit on and beat, pummeled, whipped. Imagine being spit on. You ever been spit on? Imagine what Jesus could have done at the very second. He could have said, nah, I'm out of this. I'm out of this. No way, God. I'm not going to go any farther with this. Or when he put a crown of thorns on his head and dressed him in purple, like he was a fake king. He wasn't a fake king. Can you imagine that? Knowing he was God and watching those that were around him trying to make him look like he was a total loser and not totally letting go, but still fulfilling what God called him to be from the day he was born. He did it for you. He did it for you. If you were the only one on earth, he did it for you. He went through everything he went through. And read about what happened to Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Go read the Gospels. And let me tell you something about the Bible. At first, you're not going to understand it. Many people look at it and they'd say, well, I don't understand it. Well, you don't understand it because you don't have the Holy Spirit opening your eyes and guiding you. Yeah, you got to be led by the Holy Spirit. He'll open the Bible to you 100%. You'll see stuff you can't even imagine. The Bible is alive. It's alive. It's a real alive book. It's almost like, I don't know what the words would be, mystical or magical or whatever you want to call it. It's alive. It's alive. And you put that book in your hand, it's alive. It's alive. It's God in your hand, and he's speaking to you. Praise God the day you're saved. If it's today, God bless you. Today is the day of salvation. If it isn't today, keep praying to God. Keep praying to God. God, I have some faith, but I don't have enough. God, give me faith. Ask God for whatever you need, and he'll provide what you need. Just ask him. Just knock on that door. Say, God, I'm going to knock on your door because I want you to answer. Please, God, please, please speak to me. Show me you're real. If you ask those things, he will. But you got to ask. God just doesn't give stuff to people without him asking. He wants you to love him like he loves you. All right, I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm out the door. God bless you.